It is a rainy Tuesday morning in Nashville, 70 degrees right now, and plenty of more rain in the forecast for the entire week. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News, 7:04. An effort is underway to ask Tennessee's governor for a moratorium on lethal injections. This follows the state's failed attempt to execute Tony Carruthers last week when prison staff couldn't get an injection line established for more than an hour. Governor Billy quickly granted Carruthers a reprieve for the remainder of the year. The federal public defender is asking for a longer pause on all executions while a lawsuit plays out. An announcement today includes an argument recalling how the government halted executions in 2022. At that time, an investigation found the state failed to test its lethal drugs for contaminants and potency. Defense attorneys argue the painful process last week was caused by a doctor who hadn't done the necessary procedure in more than a decade, and the state protocol doesn't go far enough on training and oversight. Nashville's police department is seeking more officers to patrol in the downtown tourism district, and the announcement of the 2030 Super Bowl coming to town could further raise the need. That's one insight from the department's $355 million budget presentation to Metro Council. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake said he had one ask ahead of the Super Bowl: an additional $5 million for the entertainment district.
In the world in which we live, visible, on-duty police officers are essential for a downtown such as ours.
That unit polices Lower Broadway on its busiest nights. Officers answer all kinds of calls, from shootings to drunken brawls. Right now, the unit works in concert with private security that's funded in part by the nonprofit Nashville Downtown Partnership. Councilmember Zulfat Swara asked why MNPD couldn't answer all the needs.
Can you walk me why we still need that when we have MNPD there? And why is MNPD not covering all the things that need to be done downtown?
The chief said the answer boils down to a lack of resources, now and for the foreseeable future. Emily West, WPLN News.
Drake says the downtown unit currently has 45 officers, but he'd like to see it funded for 60. Students in Metro Nashville Public Schools' summer learning program will get breakfast and lunch at no cost. The summer meals can be crucial for families experiencing food insecurity, especially as Tennessee has once again opted out of a federal program that gives low-income families extra funds to buy groceries over the summer. WKRN reports that more than 60 Nashville schools will be sites for the summer food service program. Students enrolled in the district's Promising Scholars summer camp will get free breakfast and lunch regardless of income. Registration for the camp is closed, but third graders who need to participate to avoid being held back will receive information from the district. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.